French senators call for Republican rearmament against Islamist infiltration, ban on veiling children. By Kurt Zindelka on November 26, 2025. A report from French senators has called for comprehensive Republican rearmament in the face of the Islamist offensive, which seeks to infiltrate all levels of society by seeking to exploit the liberal tolerance of Western society. This week, a working group of 29 French senators submitted a 107-page report to the president of Les Républicains, LR, in the Senate, Mathieu Darnaud, warned that Islamism is an obstacle to our national cohesion and that fresh measures will be required to combat the infiltration by groups such as the Muslim Brotherhood, Le Figaro reported. The report, led by LR Senator Jacqueline Eustache Brinio, said that its research, which consisted of interviews with former intelligence officers to former radical Islamists, revealed that Islamist infiltration strategies rely on systematic doublespeak, infiltration of public institutions, administration, education, sports, and the instrumentalization of democratic freedoms. Islamist networks, including the Muslim Brotherhood, are structured around a secret pyramid of about 100 sworn members who are tasked with influencing the mind of at least 100,000 Muslims in France through between 100 and 200 mosques tied to the radical cause, the report claimed. Thus, there is an urgent need for a comprehensive Republican rearmament in the face of the Islamist offensive. This rearmament must be intellectual, legal, administrative, and political, they argued. It comes after a major report published in May from French intelligence found that the Muslim Brotherhood has been engaging in a Western conquest strategy in France over the past 7 decades, placing operatives in national and EU-level government posts, in NGOs, and within community institutions of Muslim minority enclaves with the purpose of advancing Sharia law. This week, the Trump administration in the United States announced the review of designating certain branches of the Muslim Brotherhood, including its founding branch in Egypt, as foreign terrorist organizations. The Brotherhood, which specifically targets young Muslims in France, has apparently been successful in promoting hardline interpretations of the Quran and radicalizing the youth. A major survey earlier this month from the French Institute of Public Opinion, IFOP, found that 18 to 25-year-old Muslims are not only more radical than their parents, but are also significantly more radical than 18 to 25s of the past. The survey, which IFOP said exceeded the most pessimistic estimates about assimilation, found that 6 in 10 young Muslims would prefer Sharia law over the laws of France and 4 in 10 are supportive of at least one radical Islamist group, with the Muslim Brotherhood being the most popular. In line with the Brotherhood's agenda of imposing strict adherence to Islamic codes, the survey found that the number of young Muslim women who wear veils increased from 16% in 1989 to 45% today. The French Senate report described the Islamic veil as the banner of sexual apartheid, an instrument of social control and territorial marking, and an instrument that allows entire territories to experience ghettoization with the creation of parallel societies that escape Republican norms. Therefore, the lawmakers called for the prohibition of the veiling of girls and young girls before the age of 16 and to ban the wearing of the veil by school officials to preserve the neutrality of the school environment. Additionally, the report called for the reaffirmation of gender mixing in all educational, cultural, sporting, and community spaces, without exception. The senators further said that a law should be passed stipulating that no individual or group may invoke their origin or religion to exempt themselves from respecting the common rule. Turning to the functions of state, the report recommended that it become mandatory for elected officials commit to the principle of religious neutrality and the prohibition of elected leaders wearing of ostentatious religious symbols. This measure, which would particularly concern local elected officials, notably mayors and municipal councillors, seems consistent with the neutrality already imposed on students in public schools, civil servants and public employees, judges, law enforcement, and the military, they argued. The report also called for a consolidation of the French visa system, which is currently controlled by local embassies throughout the world. Instead, the senators argued, visas should be issued by the Ministry of the Interior to ensure consistency between entry, residence, and control of foreigners, by grouping under a single authority the decisions relating to visas, residence permits, and deportations. Such centralization would also contribute to preventing the infiltration of individuals linked to radical Islamism by allowing stricter control of entries into the national territory. Follow Kurt Sindulkha on X, follow @KurtSindulkha or email to ksindulkha@breitbart.com.